Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Pick it up.
You're welcome, guys.
Shout out to Phil Collins. For this moment since last week.
All right. Welcome into the AfterBuzz TV Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show right here on AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Bobby DeMiro. That is Sterling Cates. Next to her is Stefan Wallace. Yep. Frankie's out tonight. She'll be back next week. How y'all doing
and
out
Nick.
There? And Nick will be back next week, too. Before I forget, we were talking about off-air. We are live streaming this. So if you're watching on YouTube Live right now,
what up?
You can comment. You can tweet at us. I am at Bobby DeMuro. She is at Sterling Cates. He is at I Am More Fire. Tweet us right now. We got our phones out. We're always on our phones pretty much 24 hours a day, so we'll be able to respond, tweet you back, do whatever. Let's jump into it, guys. What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sterling, welcome
great.
Back. How was North Carolina?
It was great. I was in my best friend's wedding.
Ooh.
Not the movie, but an actual one. And it was fabulous.
Interesting.
I was like, they
the
made a part
time.
Two to that? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
We did miss you last week.
I missed you guys too.
I mean, like, we needed a girl. There were moments where two guys and Kardashians just don't get it.
Very interesting setup, but I mean, I heard got rave reviews.
So. Oh, huge.
Good.
Yeah, it blew up. All right.
Glad it survived without me.
Barely. Let's talk about Kylie right now. I think we're going to have a lot to say about her. Lip fillers, spoiler alert.
Duh.
We already knew it was happening.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, knew
but
that in my mind.
She came out, and she did come out, you know, this week. In the news, too,
right.
Admitting to it.
So well, she I had just, to because this episode was
yeah.
Airing.
So before we start with the episode and what happens, because that gives the fluff, and that gives the insecurity, which is serious, but before we go there, let's go to the issue of, this isn't plastic surgery, but it is, what's the word I'm looking for? She's changing her body as a kid. She's 17.
Yeah, it's not as invasive as plastic surgery, but it is yet augmentation of
and you need.
Some sort.
It's temporary lip fillers, so it's not permanent, but it definitely can be, and they, you know, it goes away over time. But yeah, I mean, she's 17.
Too far?
You need
parental permission. Too far? Too much?
I don't think so. I don't think so when you're 17, especially when you're someone. My only thing about it is she went this whole period of time denying it. It would have been much better. I think it would have just blown over way faster if she was just like, yeah, I got them plumped up. And then it would have been over. But by her denying it or not addressing it, it just kind of drew out this whole situation. I don't think that was necessary.
See, go ahead.
But going off that, I do think, you know, this show is in its 10th season. She grew up in this environment, especially
yeah.
Seeing Kim, Khloe, Courtney doing all of these things. And she does have that public eye. You know, if I was 17, that would be, I mean, not that I'm saying comparing that to her, and that's different, but it's something that really she's insecure about. She didn't even want to be in front of the camera. And, I mean, it's not going to kill her. So, I mean, just so she doesn't overdo it, I think it's fine. Just own up to it.
Yeah.
I 100% agree
because,
with
Because, I
that.
Mean, she's, like, almost 18. She's going to do it then anyway.
Sure. I mean, 18, you do whatever you want to yourself, no doubt. I kind of stand on my point from last week, which is she's got this platform of influence for all of these young girls. So she's dealing with these self-esteem issues. She's dealing with this insecurity. Which I feel like who in the world didn't that was 17 and below, you know, probably leaking over into, I don't know, 18 to 25. So yeah. Now 17 and below, that's her fan base. They're all like, the pressure is on these parents again. How much does it cost mm-hmm. to get lip fillers?
Well,
how much does it cost to get these things augmented on
off,
your body?
And going off that, I will say it's not the best impression on, you know, kids in America in general. And that crazy thing that was going around, the Kylie Jenner lip challenge, where they would put the suction cup on their lips and then pull it out, and then their lips would be swollen. That's dangerous. Like, you can't be going around doing that type of stuff.
But it's because you can't afford it, so
you're going to
You can't get what Kylie gets.
That makes sense.
So but now again, you're hurting yourself.
The biggest thing about role models to me, and I hate that term to a certain degree, because on the one hand, she's a public figure. She did ask for this, so she has to deal with this. On the other hand, she grew up, like you said, from being a kid in this thing. So when she was 6, when she was 10, she didn't ask for this then.
Sure.
So there's a weird balance there. But one thing I'll say about the role model thing, when you're a role model, and we all are to somebody at every level at some degree, where every one of us is a role model, everybody watching this is a role model to someone.
Yeah.
When you're a role model, you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to live the life of Jesus or pick your perfect person or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that. You need to own the crap that you do. And that's the point of it, is if you're going to do this, be honest about it. If you're struggling with something, be honest about it. The great parallel to this in a weird and much more significant way is Bruce. Yeah. Look at him struggling with something. And yes, it took him decades to figure this out and come out with it. But look at him struggling with something, saying, you know what? I'm still figuring this out.
Right.
Here's what I'm going through. We're going to save some lives. That is a role model for people going through that. Sure. Kylie, on a much smaller level.
It's not even comparable.
It isn't. But to those girls who do look up to her in a serious way, she can still be a role model in that same thing. Say, you know what? Yeah. I'm insecure about this. A, I shouldn't be because I'm beautiful. But B, here's just what I did. I'm going to be honest about it. It's not right for all of you. This is what I did.
Yeah. And I mean, it's hard to say what one would do in that situation, just because, you know, you go on your Instagram or whatever, and she's getting thousands and thousands of likes and comments. And, you know, that was really sad in the interview when she said, you know, I've heard the worst things anybody could say about me over and over every day. And hearing that over and over, and that constant negativity, I mean, it really could break you down. And especially if something like, maybe my lips aren't as thin as I would like them to be, for me to think that I would be happy with how I look. If that's how she feels about it, that it makes her happier with how she looks and not so much what everyone else thinks. Like, everyone else thinks her lips are too thin, blah, blah, blah. But if this is something that will make her happier and be, you know, pleased with her body, then I say go for it. And especially, you know, if it'll alleviate some of that insecurity that you have. And that kind of goes with Kim's psoriasis, because she's kind of just open about it. And then, you know, you can pretty much judge her from there. But she laid it all out there, and it's there, and it's honest. So.
And Kim has, remember, you know, 18 years on Kylie, 15 years on Kylie, which makes a difference. And Kim is kind of the voice of reason in this episode with her saying, hey, if you want to do this, but let's not go too far. Let's remember what we're doing.
Keep it subtle. Yeah. And I think that's a huge point.
Yeah.
So you thought that was good advice, is what you guys are saying.
From Kim, I thought it was pretty good advice.
It was pretty good advice, you know, just to do whatever makes you happy, but don't overdo it.
Look, as much as I want to excoriate this family and say,
it's temporary lip fillers. This isn't like she got like a boob job and liposuction and butt injections. It's like nothing.
And it's not just that, but this family is not a normal family. I know in a lot of ways they want to be like one, they should act like one, but there are certain things like this that I shake my head at and I'm like, you know what? This is dumb. I would never fill my... What am I... Come on. But this is not a normal family. And things like this, you don't condone it, but you got to be like, you know what? You're living under pressures, whether real or perceived, that are different from the pressures the rest of us live under.
And meanwhile, Kendall's like, oh, no one needs anything in this family. Everyone's perfect. And she's like this top model and she doesn't need anything. So they're like, come on, Kendall, shut up. Like, don't talk.
It's easy for her to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Kylie, though, the other interesting thing about this, and this is, so I've been working on this thesis in my head, and it's kind of crazy, but I have a feeling that younger people, our generation, people younger than us, people Kylie and Kendall's age, understand and approach the internet differently than older people. And this is very broad. But older people respect, I think, their own privacy a little bit more, while people in our generation be sharing everything online.
Yeah.
But coming with sharing everything online, granted, you only share the good and not the bad in a lot of cases.
Right.
But there's also a degree of authenticity. We see it as hosts. We see it as personalities. When we connect with viewers on shows like this, it's when we did something real. Stefan, last week when we were talking about real things, people were like, I liked hearing that conversation.
Sure.
That's the connection. It's authentic. Kendall and Kylie should understand that too, and I think they do because they're great on things like social media. It would seem then that they should understand how to approach that same connection with the media. When a reporter asks, what's up with your lips? you'd think she'd have a better answer already planned out than, oh, I don't want to talk about it, or oh, I'm going to run away. Like,
right.
It
or shouldn't have.
But I mean, when she's posting,
exactly.
When she's posting on Instagram, that's completely in her control. She can choose what filter she wants to use, what angle she wants to use.
And she knows,
but when you
what
have someone
like.
In your face with a camera, you can't control that.
But she knows those Instagram posts and what they look like and what she's sending out to the world. And then when a reporter comes and says, what's up with your lips? She has to expect
yeah,
that.
You have, she has to be prepared. She's yeah. not prepared at all.
There's no way that she says, what do you mean my lips? They're normal. Like, go back 6 months. No, they're not. Whatever yeah. the timeline is, right, you right, got to right. be prepared.
When
for
she
it.
Was first saying, I just overlined my lips a little bit, I was like, oh, I'm going to try that. And then I tried. I was like, no. There is no way. There's not enough lip there to even make them look as big as hers. Look.
What is, not to sound like totally bad with girls, ladies call me, what is the appeal of lips like that? Like, I don't, but for women, I can understand for guys, I know why we can find it attractive. But girl, like, what is going through Kylie's head? Why would you do this?
I mean, I think she just wants fuller lips. I don't think there's some, like, deep meaning to it.
But why? Like, what's the appeal of fuller lips?
I mean,
lips?
Did you... maybe she just likes them better on her face.
Okay, that's, like, the dumbest question I'm sure I've ever asked.
So, like, especially with trends in beauty, they change all the time.
Yeah.
So, right now, like, a bolder, more shaped eyebrow is very popular. And that's very Kardashian as well. And they talked about this episode, that Kylie has made her eyebrows thicker and more full. And it's the same with lips. And, you know, you just want that, have a little plump.
Well, I think it's more the influence of hip-hop culture on society today. I think hip-hop has grown to a certain degree. And I don't want to make it like a black thing. But, you know, having a fat ass and fuller lips... That comes from a more African American background. Unfortunately, Kylie, who's half white, you know, and I don't know, she's full white.
But, I guess
we're
Armenian, and
I don't know what's Chris.
They're white. They're part Armenian.
I mean,
he's supposed to be part Armenian. Or
I
whatever.
Think you consider that.
But isn't
yeah.
that on the Kardashian side, not Chris's side? So that's not Kylie.
So she's a white girl
yeah.
who needs yeah. the help, is what I'm trying to say. You feel me? So. Now, in this type of society, that's what's hot. She wouldn't be, she wouldn't be feeling these pressures and if she wasn't dating a Tyga or being around in this hip-hop culture. That pressure's there because of what we've created. So that's what's going on. It's not just, I want fuller lips. You go back 30, 40 years, white girls were fine with thin lips, no lips at all, and no ass. And nobody cared. It was all about boobs. Everybody was like, let's have boobs. Now, you know, it's a little bit different. So that's what it is.
Stefan, quote, everybody was like, let's have boobs.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
no, it
Pam Anderson was hot. If you looked at Pam Anderson right now, if she didn't augment
herself...
She's
always had full lips, though.
I don't know if she's always had full natural lips, Pam Anderson.
Well, regardless of whether they're natural or not, that was a long time ago.
That's what I'm saying. So she had to augment to try and better herself.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's looking like right now.
That world, man, I don't know. I don't know if I would ever augment anything. I mean, like, but
guys don't really
pressure
have
on
to.
Guys, exactly. The pressure on guys is much, much, much less than the pressure on women. I don't know whether that's, again, real or perceived, if women put that on themselves. But a lot of society, there is a huge pressure on women, especially people in Kendall and Kylie's stature in life. It's huge.
I think y'all letting them get away with a lot, too. You're saying these subtle changes that Kim's talking about is okay. But I think we're letting them off the hook. They said in the episode, well, you know, Kylie, her career changed when she started plumping her lips or whatever other changes she made.
That's just because her confidence changed. Now she's talking about, you know, now that I feel comfortable with myself, I feel like I want to put myself in
these. I can face things.
Yeah. I can face things. And
yeah.
That comes when you have that self-confidence, you can come across better. You can take
Here's what they're saying then. You're not enough as you, so we're not going to try and help you. Figure out how to have better self-esteem or love yourself, we're going to say, okay, plump this, change that, augment this, make it subtle, and then you can go and face life.
That's the parallel to what I wonder with Rob, because they look at Rob and they say, you know, they talk about trainers and losing weight, and there was talking him going on The Biggest Loser, and it never happened.
Yeah.
But how much of that, and we don't know how much in real life is going on versus the cameras, but how much of that is saying, Rob, lose weight, feel better, get healthy, get your life together, get a
right.
job, versus the actual underlying issues? How much are they facing that? It's the same idea with this, with Kylie and Kendall, and, well, Kylie specifically, and this one is, hey, if you can fix it, if we can throw money at it, let's throw money at it. That's the one thing that tastes a little sour to me on this, for sure.
Right.
I don't know. It's the other thing I found interesting with Kylie is, yes, she grew up in the spotlight against her will because she's a kid and you can't make those decisions.
Yeah.
But she's fast becoming an adult and is putting herself in the spotlight now doing her hair extension line.
Yeah.
So when you put yourself in that spotlight, and I'm not saying that people in the spotlight are robots and totally secure with themselves, because they're not.
Yeah.
And you could argue the people in the spotlight are the most insecure with themselves and they're looking for reinforcement from other people. But when you put yourself in the spotlight, you got to own it. Back to Sterling's point, you have to own that once you're there. And when you're going to do the press conference and you're going to do the hair extensions, when people say stuff about you, it can affect you, you can whatever, but you got to keep it professional and you have to be ready for all that. And you got to put on the poker face and say, you know what? This is what it is.
I was not expecting to come in here and defend Kylie Jenner because I had every intention of being like, that's so dumb. Like, we already knew already.
Kylie's one of my favorite Kardashians. So, I mean,
But to her, like, if that's something that's going to make her feel better about herself and make her feel more confident and maybe, you know, be able to pursue opportunities because of that confidence, I think that's great. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
Obviously, if she's just going to get these lip fillers, that's fine. But there is a line. I don't think she's going to cross it.
What is the line?
I mean, I don't know. But she's just so young. I don't even know what she would even get. Like, you know what I mean?
You can't. It's hard to ask what the line is.
I don't know what she wants to do. But I think where she is right now is what I'm saying. I'm like, if that's giving her confidence to even, because she's never really been on the show much.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing
super
her more.
Super quiet,
like,
super cute little girl. Now,
yeah,
all of a
and I don't think she needs it, but if that's something that makes her feel better, you can't really say anything about anyone until you put yourself in their shoes. And I mean, if I, you know, get that pressure, I can't even imagine, you know, you're like, oh, my top lip's a little thin, then I'd like, okay, I'll pump it up a little bit. And then I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not like an advocate for plastic surgery
anything. I'm with you. Yeah.
But I don't think there's one woman that who is at the level of celebrity that they are who hasn't gotten a little plump here and there.
This is why
a little cellulite removal. I just don't think it's realistic.
This is why we need you here.
I mean, but for like everyday real life people, I don't know. Whatever makes you happy.
These are real life people that are watching her that are trying to emulate.
I say forget the haters and do whatever makes you happy.
I'm with that. And I understand the forgetting the haters, and I agree with that 99.9%, but I just wonder if you don't start to lead people down the path to what you're talking about. And I'm playing devil's advocate against both of you just because it's an interesting debate.
I can't believe I'm even defending her because every time someone brings it up, I'm like, oh, it's so annoying. But I feel like, you know, I really believe that you have to do whatever is going to make you happy. But if that is something that she did because other people are like, you need to fill your lips, then I don't agree with that.
And that's the thing.
I want to make that clear. I'm not like, you know, supporting all plastic surgery.
And we'll never know. And we will never know if you know, Chris went to her and said, hey, you need to look this way and that way for your brand because that's unconscionable.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me, but hey, we don't know what happened. So maybe it didn't happen because it also, you know.
I mean, being honest, I think they're only talking about it on this show. To kind of misdirect us, you know, to the lips because of whatever else she's done. So my personal, and this is just an opinion, I feel like Kylie's done other things to herself over the years. And the lips is the easiest thing for us to talk about. She can, you know, kind of tug of war with us, with the media, with the fans, finally come out and say, okay, you got me, you know, and that way we'll all rest and leave everything else alone. It's the behavior that's been modeled by Kim, which Kim's had tons of work done.
Yeah.
Right. She always does it very subtly.
And Chris has too.
Yeah. But I mean, we don't care as much about Chris as Kim. You know, Kim's she's the icon. So the way she does it is it's very subtle. She's kept things from her own family on this show. We've seen, you know, and whenever it becomes too much, she'll give us a little bit. So that we'll say, oh, okay, so she did get her boobs done. Oh, okay, let us get off of Kim for a little bit. Meanwhile, she's getting a whole overhaul. That ain't Kim's ass. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? She just ain't built like that.
Yeah.
I feel her.
Interesting.
And I Kim, I remember you from 24 Hour Fitness in Sherman Oaks without that ass. So don't try to front on stuff. I live in LA.
He noticed.
That's what I was waiting to hear. Okay. Okay. So that's the only issue I have. And Kendall, I guess, will have a little bit of a different path than Kylie, at least it appears from what they're doing. Because Kendall, with the modeling thing, you can't have a ton of work done because then it becomes too noticeable, right? You got to get you got to get natural enough.
Absolutely.
At her level. So
the only thing I worry about with Kylie, and that's my last point,
yeah,
is that she talked about she changes her style so much and that she goes from like one trend to the next. She'll be like goth one day and then really girly the next day. So if this is something that, you know, is a phase for her, like getting work done, and then, you know, maybe her next phase won't be it. I feel like what you do should be something, it's kind of like getting a tattoo, like something that you want to stick with you forever.
Yep.
But temporary lip fillers, I mean, that can go away.
How long does that last? What's the, I don't know anything about lip fillers. Can she feel her lips?
It just depends on, I'm pretty sure they're just like numb. I don't know.
It's like after the dentist when the water just spills out of your mouth. I have no idea
what it's like.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. It depends on how often you do it, and then I don't know.
It's just like Botox, it sounds like.
Yep.
Kind of.
It's that simple. It's okay. A very, very simple procedure, and she can do it as often as she wants. What a world we live in.
I
mean, she's not going to, you know, it's not.
She can change it because of us. So keep it moving. I mean, honestly.
That's the other thing. And that's the last thing is like, if we're going to talk about this, if gossip magazines are going to talk about this, if people on Twitter are going to talk about this, if you're going to do it, not only own it and be honest, and you don't need to tell us everything, but be honest enough about this stuff. Not only that, but double down on it. I'm not saying do it again, but stand by what you're doing.
Right.
And she did that, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Stand by what you're doing. If you make a decision, stick by the decision. And if you make a bad decision, own up and say it was a bad decision.
Yeah, and months and months ago when she was still sticking by her story that she's just overlining her lips, I was like, come on, we are not that stupid. Like, we know that you're doing something. You know what I mean? And that's what Khloé and Kim were talking about, is that it's very obvious. And don't think that we're dumb enough to believe that you're just, it's a makeup trick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And her fans, there's some diehard Kardashian people, man. Go on Twitter, you see these people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those people will not question what she says.
No.
And that's a problem, you know.
That's
a huge problem. And so when she said, oh, I'm just lining my lips, there are hundreds of thousands, millions, I don't know how many Twitter followers she has,
yeah,
and who's diehard, but there are millions of people who are going to say, you know what? Totally. She's lining her lips. I'm going to do the same thing. Kylie can do no wrong.
Try it out.
Idolatry, man. It's scary. That's what it is.
I hear you. I agree with that, actually.
All right. Let's move on to Scott and Courtney. I didn't really care for the storyline. It was kind of...
I did.
Really?
Yep.
Why? It was obvious what was going to happen.
Because it was like the Scott that we love again.
Yeah, it was the cutest time between Scott and Courtney that we've seen in a while.
I loved Courtney in this episode, personally. And I don't love her in a lot of episodes.
Okay,
she was super cute, very fun. She just wanted them to be doing something together.
No, she didn't want that. She wanted Froyo.
Yeah, I think she wanted Froyo. Yeah.
No, I mean, she said we finally have a common interest. She was really about working with her man. Yeah. It was good. I thought that was really cool.
I thought it was cute when they were in the store and they were picking out things together and they actually agreed on things, which was nice to see in their relationship.
That was the honeymoon phase when it was just starting, and then Scott very quickly was like, wait a second, I'm going to get screwed on this.
You know what I think, though? I think there's no way they could have lasted this long if not for those moments. So that's the part that we don't see on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That is so true.
I think Scott's, they're very normal. They're very cute and funny with each other. You know, if it was all drunken Scott and, you know, passing out and clubbing, I'm sure they would have been done by now, and they wouldn't make it to three kids.
No, and you have to have a balance. And when one of them goes, you know, a little off the wire, Scott usually, but Courtney Hamptons, Courtney today in a different way. When one of them goes off the wire, the other one has to balance. And so they have a weird measure of inconsistency and consistency. If you have two inconsistent people, it's going to blow up. It would have blown up by now. But one of them is always consistent enough.
Right.
So
right.
It does. It's weird to, I think, the rest of us. Like, I look at it and say, if I was in a relationship like that, I would not get three kids.
You'd go crazy.
No way. But for people like that, it works.
Yeah.
You know, it's clearly working for them. We can debate the issues around Scott and how long that stuff will work, and we have a lot. But on some level, this is working for them. Obviously, it's a bad idea. Don't mix business and pleasure, especially when you already have kind of a tenuous relationship at points because of other issues. No.
I mean, I think that Scott just blew it out of proportion. I don't think that her wanting to get Froyo is that big of a deal.
I'm going to disagree with you 100%.
Nope. Okay.
Scott's.
I mean, he's not having to pay a designer. He can spend 20 minutes getting Froyo for a second if he's saving money on a designer.
Yeah, but he came off. Scott,
he can pay
was
her
very,
in Froyo.
This,
I would love to be paid in Froyo.
Scott was about business in this episode, though. He was about making money. It was very clear. He tried to keep it as professional as possible. And he's got this cute little fun Courtney. Courtney was in rare form to me. I actually like her like this. But, you know, for the purposes of business, It just wasn't working. That whole dynamic.
And you talk, Sterling, about with Kylie, where do we draw the line? When will they draw the line with that? Scott showed us where to draw the line with business for him. And that is when he's, and I'm like this too, it seemed like, when he's working, he's working, and when he's not, he's not. When she came to him at 10 p.m., she's like, look at these things. He's like, no. This is not my hour to work. I'm the same way. I think a lot of people probably are. So, Courtney... They don't fit like that. Yeah. And when Scott drew the line, he knew it immediately, and he drew it quickly, and then they had their little resolution talking about whatever, and, you know.
But, I also don't think that... I just thought that he, you know, it could have been handled differently. I don't think that she was, like, pushing him to try to work at 10 o'clock. She just kind of snuggled up to him on the couch.
But
and he said it, and then she was just like...
He knows his girl, though.
She just walked away.
He knows his girl.
That's the line. Because today, Sterling, you come up to me at 10 o'clock, you say, let's look at interior design.
Right.
Tomorrow, you come up to me at 11:30, you say, let's look at interior design.
Yep.
Friday, you come up to me at midnight, you say, let's go through our taxes. Saturday, you come up to me at 12:30, and you say, hey, let's go through the 401k.
Absolutely.
It spirals.
They've been together for, what, over a decade, like almost a decade at least.
8 years or something like that, yeah.
So Scott knows her back and forth. As soon as she came... With the little, hey, baby, then that. He was like, boundaries, boundaries. We got to set boundaries now. It was like an alarm went off in his head.
And remember, I just like seeing them in a healthy relationship for a second.
I loved it, too.
Remember, this is, you know, 3 weeks removed from Scott getting sketchy cars delivered to his house. Nobody has no idea what he does for money.
Yeah.
And now she's like, hey, let me get up in your business, literally.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, you know what? I kept this separate for a while. I'm going to keep
it separate.
Yeah, let's keep doing that.
I think Courtney loved, too, the fact that, I mean, Mace was there with them when they did the first furniture shopping. But if you notice, Mace wasn't around for the rest of the stuff. So it's like she gets to be away from being mom and kind of date her man.
Yeah.
So she was kind of mixing the lines.
Does Courtney have any interior design properties? Like, does she have a line of furniture? Like,
I don't think so. I think that's just something that she is passionate about and has designed all of their homes.
Because they talk about this like every third episode.
Yeah.
This
is something. She does have great style, and their house, from what we can tell, is amazing. So.
Well, I think it's like, isn't Chris very good at her eye as far as design goes?
Chris,
and
is
I think
great
that
too.
Got handed down to Court.
If Kylie Jenner can put out a hair extension line, surely Courtney can partner with, you know, Target and do some kind of...
I would not be surprised if that's something on the horizon.
It's got to come. And, you know, I'm moving soon. So if a Courtney Kardashian couch came out, if it wasn't, like, pink...
She'd have that in Target somewhere.
Yeah, I'd buy, like, the gray version or something. Totally.
Yeah.
If it was cost-effective.
Of course you would, Bobby.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I'm getting a Courtney couch. I got the Courtney couch.
Wow. All right, moving on. Let's talk a little bit about Kim and her website. Kim said something funny...
Wait
a minute. One more thing before
what
we
was
move
it?
On. One more thing. I'm sorry. Lick her down there.
Oh, that was great.
That was hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah. That was a little too much. That was crossing a line. Chloe can't. That was crossing
a line. They always have conversations like that.
That's them.
Totally in character for them.
That's totally them. Especially Chloe. Chloe.
That gave me the heebie-jeebies. You know, some people get like spiders and stuff. Hearing Chloe and Scott and their relationship, talking about that, I'm like...
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
And talking about babies coming out. Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
No, let's move on now. Let's talk about Kim. Okay, Kim.
It's like, I'm not going there. Three babies.
I thought it was hilarious.
I don't even know where my notes are anymore. I don't want to think about this. Kim was talking about.
Courtney on that one, though.
Kim was talking about relaunching her website.
Courtney doesn't care, though.
Stop.
Sorry.
Stop.
We're still on it.
Because Scott's not. He's not in that.
I mean, did you see the episode where Scott shaved her down there?
Did he?
In the bathtub. They filmed it.
Yes.
He shaved her with a men's, razor.
Razor, clipper.
You guys done yet? It's safe to put on the headphones again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, so Kim's
you can hear us without the headphones, Bobby. We're right next to you.
There's a glass partition here.
We're in a completely separate room than Bobby.
All right. Hey, let's talk. Let's talk about Kim's websites. Trying to stay relevant with her website. That line caught me as kind of being weird. These people among... Every other celebrity are social whiz kids. They stay relevant on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. The websites, we all have websites.
Yeah.
You're not sending anybody your website. You're sending them your Twitter account, your Instagram.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, what? And she said, I have to do this in order to stay relevant. And I was like, that is not, I would never go to your website. I just go to your Instagram.
What are you going to do, blog about your Instagrams? Like, you're going to follow them on Twitter and stuff. Well,
Kim only has like a handful of words that she's going to be able to use in a clutch situation like that. I get it, though. You know, and I understood what she meant when she said, you know, I have to reinvent myself. I really respect her for it because, you know, being on top is not a place to rest. She's constantly reinventing herself and dropping new stuff.
Well, yeah, and someone at her level can't have an outdated website. That's just ridiculous.
Sure. She made clear to say something, which I think is a little bit of shade, but
different
whatever.
Different from the sisters?
Yes. Again, the sister shade.
She said, but equally as good.
Yeah, that was kind of
at the end, she just kind
to try
of,
to clean it up. She cleaned
yeah,
up
she's
the
like,
mess.
Oh,
but not to
but
get,
equal.
Not to get too far into like
really different.
Right. Nothing like them at all.
But equally as good.
But not to get too far into like the internet and away from this. But in this day and age, even for us, and I'm sure this is true of younger people who are 10 years younger than us. I'm not going to Kim's website. Nobody is. If I want to follow Kim, I'm going on Twitter and Instagram.
Sure.
You know, I'm not going to follow her website. And so she does have to be relevant enough. And she has the money to do this so she can.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like for a businesswoman like she is, a total misappropriation of priorities, not like this is a big scandal, but it is a mini little like weird decision. Why would you spend so much time on the website when everybody's going to follow you on social media?
Right.
You're not a blogger. That's not an e-commerce site. It doesn't make sense.
On her website, though, she does have a blog section, which I think a lot of people would read.
But it gets updated not frequently, and it's short stuff. It's like pictures, which
yeah, which is
on
Instagram. It could be an Instagram caption, yeah. Basically.
So you said it's not e-commerce. You can't go on there and buy anything?
I don't believe so. Not the last one. I haven't seen this one. I haven't been on it in a couple months. Okay. But the last one, I was actually really unimpressed with. I'm like, eh, it's just a basic website.
You can probably
website,
buy her book on there now.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. We're going
probably
to talk about
takes
that,
you to all of her stuff.
Yeah, she gonna sell something.
You have to have a web presence. I mean, that's
you
not
do, but
debated.
I feel like, you do, but I feel like the web presence is social at this
yeah.
point. Totally.
Yep.
And you have to have that thing, and I'm not saying neglect it, but I am saying where are your priorities? You know where the bread
I mean,
is buttered.
This was one episode.
For yeah. sure. And it really, it's just an excuse for us to see the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Right? And for them to tie in her psoriasis to Kylie's insecurities.
Sure.
And those are different insecurities because she has an actual medical condition where Kylie just believes her lips to be lacking.
Too thin.
But it's still an insecurity thing that they can wrap that up together in a nice bow and Kim can give a little, you know,
yeah.
Advice yeah. to the little sister or whatever.
Just get it subtly done, baby. That's
and
all.
And Kim talked about, you know, that she's not happy with her weight, whatever. And I mean, obviously, we all think she's drop dead gorgeous. I would, you know, give anything to look like she does.
But come on.
See, it's people like that think that's why she thinks she's overweight. But she's great, you know. She looks awesome.
I think the butt injections have gone a little overboard here, Kim. I think a little dial it down if you're not stripping. I mean, you know. That's my personal.
Yeah.
Would you say that with Kanye sitting on that couch right there?
Kanye would try to fight all of us just because. So I ain't saying nothing. Shout out to Yeezy. You know, I'll see you at church on Wednesday.
Jeez. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
you heard me, bro.
Okay. I don't have much else to say about Kim's website. That was kind of a non-story.
Yeah. Yep, she has a website. And in other news.
That sounds great. Let's move on. Let's do a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, first thing is first, we got a lot of great comments. We got a lot of great comments from you guys last week, so keep it up. And that reminds me, if you are watching right now on YouTube, hit subscribe if you haven't already. Comment in the YouTube box. You can also tweet us at Bobby DeMuro, at Sterling Cates, at I Am More Fire. You can send us tweets literally all week. We obviously check them all the time because we have Twitter web presences.
Yeah, we do.
Social
okay.
media.
And if you're listening to the podcast version on iTunes, hit subscribe on iTunes, please. You can rate us there. We would really appreciate that. But the reason I mention that now is we got a comment on YouTube last week from Kiko Magazine, a user named Kiko Magazine, who gave us his or her argument about the Kardashians, but the crux of the argument is a question maybe you guys can touch on next week. I was talking about them a few months ago to my friends on Facebook, and I was wondering how you guys felt about this. What do you think of the family's evolution since the first season of the show? Did reality TV ruin the family or not?
It's interesting because today the New York Times article just came out about Kris Jenner, mm-hmm. and the title is, let me read it to you, I have it up.
I did see this,
is,
yeah.
Sorry. I was all the way at the bottom. Where would the Kardashians be without Kris Jenner? And it just talks about, you know, obviously her being a mother and balancing that with being a momager. And how they've not only changed as a family, but how they've changed what it means to be a celebrity. And I think that's a very good point because, you know, a while back it was just, you know, actors and people who were in movies, TV shows.
Sure.
That was what we thought of as celebrity. But now with this whole new world of reality and someone's a celebrity because of who they are and as a real life. And we know that as hosts and on-air personalities, we're here just to be ourselves and to talk about our opinions. And that's very similar to what the Kardashians do. They are just themselves. And it's a whole different world. And I think that Kris really kind of forged that path for reality and being successful in that realm.
And so you're almost arguing, it sounds like, reality TV didn't change them. They changed television, they changed celebrity. I know that sounds weird to people who are not fans of the Kardashians, but they did. These people are...
Oh, they're iconic.
I mean, this is the original show, but like then you have shows like that follow other families that obviously aren't as popular, like Honey Boo Boo and, you know, whatever it is. And also all the shows on E! Like the Jesse James Decker, Eric and Jesse.
And the old ones like Newlyweds with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
Oh, God, what a classic. Yeah, yeah. I love that one.
But none of those did as well as this, and none of those lasted as long as this.
Yeah, so they know what it takes to stay relevant. And I mean, Tim touched on that this episode, and I don't, you know.
Relevance back.
So we've seen them for so long now. Did reality TV change them as best we can tell? In obvious ways. I mean, they're much bigger. They have a larger presence. They have a more celebrity life than they did at the start. And we've seen Kendall and Kylie grow on television.
Grow up, yes.
So I think there's positives and negatives.
I don't see a ton of negatives. We haven't had huge scandals, at least in the family. Lamar is a separate situation. Okay. Scott is in the family for sure, but still kind of a separate situation. Rob, we don't know what's going on, but maybe you could consider that for sure. But really, considering how big the family is and how long they've been in the public eye and what they've been through, they've come out of it pretty unscathed so far.
Yeah. I was talking to someone the other day. I can't even remember. It's just irrelevant who it was. But just like the Kim as a person is the most followed person, not even just on social media, but in real life, like paparazzi following her. Everyone wants to know where she is every second of the day. And that is crazy to me because they said in the conversation we were having, even more than Beyonce. And I was like, more than Beyonce? Not to me, but I mean, for the majority of people, I feel like even if you don't want to care, you care. You know what I mean? You can pretend like, oh, the Kardashians are so stupid or whatever, but you're still talking about it. You still know who they are, what they're doing, who they're married to, who they're dating. Yeah. They got lip injections. You still know every detail of their lives, even if you hate them.
That's the bottom line. And we have people do this every week on comments, and it always makes me laugh. If you don't care about the Kardashians, don't watch their show, don't watch this show, don't comment, don't tweet us. Because when you do, you feed the
You're in
beast.
It. You're in yeah. it.
You're in it.
Exactly.
If you really didn't care, turn it off.
Sure.
Right. And the other thing that I think needs to change, and this is so ridiculous, but a lot of people like to not only say how much they hate the Kardashians. Are you kidding? We love them. But B, they like to be like, who are the Kardashians? I'm not familiar.
Stop
Bullshit.
It. Stop it.
You may not watch the show. That's fine. A relatively small segment of the population watches the
show. They're worldwide icons.
You know who they are.
Yeah. And that's ridiculous. It's crazy to me. And I think, I mean, going off that question, just these 10 seasons and that's what it's done for them. So, I mean, if that's what they want for their lives, then that's great. They've achieved humongous success. So.
I remember watching when they went to Armenia.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
A couple weeks ago or whatever. And the reaction that the Armenians and that whole culture was having that when Kim arrived and the rest of the family, Kim and them.
Yeah, Kim and arrived. Them. Kim and company.
There's that moment on the show where they show Kanye, he does that whole concert, full-on concert in the freaking River Jordan or wherever he is, and it's like this crazy. And I said to my mom, you know, I was at my mom's, I'm like, Mom, I want you to understand the reaction and the kind of the worship that Kim got as she got off the airplane, and look at the reaction Kanye's getting. But Kanye's got a write music, produce music, rap a whole song, make a video, be friends with Jay-Z, produce every. Mm-hmm. He's got to do like 17 different incredible things that none of us can match. She just has to show up.
She just has to be there.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I was like, well, I just need you to see this now. She is an icon. Whether you all like it, love it, hate it, it don't matter.
It just really be, doesn't matter.
I am fascinated with how 100 or 200 years from now, historians will look at Kim Kardashian. Because she has done, very broadly speaking, I know she does a lot, she has a lot of business ventures, but very broadly speaking, she has done nothing and is huge.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to critique her, I'm saying it purely out of wonder. It's
incredible.
It's incredible.
And don't think for a second, we don't realize that because we talk about it every day.
Right.
Yeah.
They do nothing. These shows, this episode today was about nothing.
I love that Barbara Walters interview where she's like, so you don't act, you don't sing, you don't have any talent. And they're all just like, yeah. So
it's incredible.
So
what's your question?
We got millions of dollars.
And I don't necessarily think
easy.
You know, pessimists and cynics will say, well, it's an indictment on society. The sign of the apocalypse is Kim Kardashian. Shut up. It's not, this is not an indictment on society any more than any other stupid thing that happens is an indictment
They're
on society.
They're just doing a good job at it.
It's just a crazy phenomenon.
Yeah.
You can't help, for a long time, I didn't hate them, but I was like, these people are crazy. And the more I watched them, and the reason I'm doing this show with you guys is after a while, I said, you know what? This will probably never happen again.
It will never happen again. It's never happened before, and it will not ever happen again. Not this way.
And I mean,
I can't even think of any families really that are on the horizon
of being that way.
And I
aren't talented. Yeah. I hate to say that, but like that aren't singers or actors.
And
or
there are phenomenons like you know, the Beatles and stuff, but those are people with talent. Those people who do things. I don't even know what to say.
The more success they have achieved, the more they've been able to do as far as like fashion goes and their lines and that sort of stuff. But you know, back in the day, they weren't doing that stuff.
Let's keep it real with the fashion and what they've been able to do. They've been able to do that only because of their celebrity
status. They've gotten more successful, they were able to do that.
Their impact on fashion would even be relevant.
I feel like it's not even that relevant.
It's not.
We don't ever talk about that.
Do they really have an impact?
Well, Dash Dolls is now going to have their own show.
In their defense, though, too, they've gone. I don't know how much high fashion they've done, but they've gone low fashion. That's not an insult. They went to the people and they said, you know what?
Sears and all.
We want to mass produce stuff for you guys. Brilliant.
Genius.
Should have been happening. Yes.
Genius.
Brilliant.
Produce the hair extensions. Genius.
Yeah.
When Kylie drops the lipstick line. Genius. You know what I'm saying? You might as well capitalize.
Enjoy the ride, man. Nothing like this will happen again.
In
50 years, when the next thing happens, it'll be a different era and a different thing. It'll look different. Nothing like what we see today with this family
will ever happen again.
I thought that these people were going to fall off the face of the earth slowly after the Chris Humphries thing. I thought she wasn't going to be able to recover from that because it was so stupid and it was so obviously dumb that she, 72 days or whatever, that should have been the moment. That was not the moment. They made it through. They are here to stay.
And Chris Humphries has been traded to two different teams since Kim. She made Chris. I mean, I knew Chris Humphries before this. They didn't.
What
genius?
What does
genius?
What must life be like?
Wish I thought of that.
What must life be like for Ray J?
Oh, jeez. He kind of missed the boat a little bit. But he is the.
He made the boat.
He's the. Yeah, he didn't make it.
Well,
he's
his
Noah.
I
just compared Ray J to Noah. Lord, please forgive me.
I mean, but his name is brought up so many times just because of Kim.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, good for him.
She's kept him on the map.
She's kept him relevant.
Yeah. Relevance back.
Yeah. That's. Oh, God.
He's still irrelevant, but, like, kind of relevant.
Hey. Loving hip hop, Hollywood. I'll see you then. He's not even returning.
Oh, no.
He's going to be irrelevant. Mm.
But she will live on.
Maybe he'll drop a new hit single. Yeah,
that's what I would want to do. If I could ask like one question as I die, I want to be like, how will people 100 years from now view the Kardashians? Because it's such a weird phenomenon. There's not stuff like this that happens.
Or just ask God when you get there. You're like, God, can I look in? I just need to see what's going on. I need to keep up with the Kardashians.
I need to keep up with them. At a university in this country in the year 2200, there will be a professor professor of pop culture whose specialty is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Bank on it.
Yeah. Sterling Cates.
Yeah, that's going to be me.
In 2200?
Yeah, 2200.
We got one more piece of news, just a couple minutes. Speaking of Kim, the selfie book, it dropped this past week. What do you guys think of it? I actually like it.
Genius!
Genius!
It is, though.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Is it not?
I am debating. I can't believe I'm going to say this on air. I am so sorry. I'm debating asking my girlfriend to get this for me for my birthday, June 5. I'm debating
if
on...
If she doesn't, can we go halvesies on it? Because totally, I definitely want to see it.
How much is it?
I don't know.
Is it expensive?
That's like $30.
I'm like, I might as well just grab it.
I'm going to look at it once and then, you know, or maybe three or four times and then give it to Bobby.
It's like 400 pages.
I just want to see what's in there.
I'm very curious.
I just need us to understand. She made a selfie book.
Yeah.
And you didn't write a novel.
You bought it. Every one of you bought it.
She didn't write a novel. She didn't go outside of her comfort zone. She stayed within her...
Kendall and Kylie.
It's all about the memories, guys.
Yes.
So let's talk about one-upping. Kendall and Kylie, last season or a few months ago or whatever, they had the show where they had the ghost-written novel or the ghost-written book or whatever that had text. So Kim says, you know what? I'm going to take all the pictures on my phone and print them.
Well, she made that selfie book for Kanye as a present, and then I think that was just kind of like, you know what? I think millions of people would want to see this. And he was probably like, you know what?
Baby,
we should
put this
out. Let's send all your naked selfies out there in the world and make lots of money.
Out. Kanye posts her naked.
What does he always say? He's always like winning or swish. He always says swish as the caption.
Because
I think it's
there's
so funny.
More to their relationship than love.
Yeah.
It's a business arrangement.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Like buckets.
You know, and it's terrible if a relationship like that is a branding exercise and a business arrangement. If the people are human, I hate to say this, the two of them, they deserve each other and they're perfect for each other, man.
Of course.
They're using the hell out of each other and it's beautiful.
Narcissists come together,
so beautiful,
and meet in the middle. It's perfect.
This family,
and make a little small narcissist.
The wonder. I love that you said that.
It's wonder. It's just
no. You have to
pure, unadulterated wonder that these people. That I follow them on Twitter, and every one of their tweets is like, you know, East Coast, 2 hours, show's coming on.
Yeah, and you still follow them.
And it gets
and then
3,
we talk about it
tweets.
For an hour. Every
she
week.
Literally took a word that was just recently created. How long has the word selfie even been in the English language?
It probably went in the dictionary like 2 years ago.
Like 2 years ago, she made a selfie book. She's right on the cutting edge of everything cultural. Pop culture.
What is going on in the world?
She's genius.
She's genius.
Damn, Kim.
Because no one likes to read anyway. Might as well just look at pictures.
Ooh, yeah, who wants to read?
And all y'all said she got the perfect body. She's genius. Kendall said, you're the body guru.
Okay.
Chloe said that.
Was it Chloe?
Chloe
one of them.
That.
You're the body guru.
Doesn't matter.
Just, somebody.
Yeah.
One of the other ones. Kim and them.
One of the thems.
She is the money train. And some of these people who are buying this selfie book, this may be the first hardcover print book they've ever owned.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Imagine the teenagers whose parents are paying.
Wait a second. It's 2015. There are 12-year-olds born in 2003 who may never have, besides when they were toddlers with their parents, in their, you know, from being 8 and on.
We talked to Dr. Seuss, nothing.
They've been doing iPads. They've been doing whatever.
Yeah.
This may be like the first real book. This is their coffee table book.
But does she have like a e-book version?
She's got to. She's too smart not to.
I almost would love it if they didn't. Like, you have to buy the print version and you have Kim on your stinking desk the rest of your life.
I'm going to do it, actually. I think I'm going to
unless you burn it.
No, I'm just going to do it.
Okay, here's the deal. First one to buy this book, if I don't get it for my birthday, I'm going to be pissed. First one to buy this book, bring it in. We're going to dissect it on the
I'm moving, so I'm about to throw it on the coffee. I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm definitely going to get it. My roommate and I were talking about this yesterday.
This is perfect.
She's like, is it bad that I really want to just look at it?
We could split it.
Of course we could split it.
And then 10 days with you, 10 days with you, 10 days with me.
Shared custody of the selfie book.
Shared custody.
Good, I'm glad we've got this figured out.
Kim, you got us. You're in our veins. You're genius.
All right.
I can't believe she's heroin.
We got to wrap. But on that note, actually, we want to hear from you guys. Actually, if you are watching on YouTube, listening on iTunes, tweeting, whatever, this is the question. If you bought the selfie book, tell us about it. I want to know. I want to know what it's like. I know it's pictures of her, but like, tell us more. So if you bought that
book, I'm going to go get it this week, and I'll bring it.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Perfect.
Okay, so give us a
review. I'm going to go get it right now.
If you have the selfie book, let us know. That's it this week on Kardashians. We'll be back next week. Big episode next week with Mr. Bruce Jenner, or Bruce.
Wait, can I just say one quick thing about that?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know we need to wrap.
So
for the special that he had, they were all like, we don't want to comment. We'll talk about it when we're ready, blah, blah, blah. And then like the next day, they're like, oh, psych, we're going to have a two-hour special just on our show so that we can make the money from it. I was like, come on, really?
Why did they do that? Why did they do that, well, Stefan? You know, because they are
genius.
You know why they did it? Because everyone wants to know what they think about it. But it's
right.
Just like, come on, like, this is his moment.
So why
moment.
Not make
this
us
is,
pay for it?
We're gonna pay for it. I was just like, come on. But that was for his moment. But I mean, obviously, we're gonna watch and talk about it for 18 hours. So
wonder.
It blows my mind every week.
Wonder.
All right. Anyways,
I'm Bobby. That's Sterling. That's Stefan. At Bobby DeMuro. At Sterling Cates. At I Am More Fire. See you guys
later.
Genius.
Wonder.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.